Okay, the boys side. Today's daf is daf zayin. We're talking about a very interesting situation. As you know, to go mi makadish and isha, the first way it says in our Mishnah, for isha niknis b'shulish druchem b'kasef and shtarim bia. Now, what means kasef? The chusin has to give money to the kallah. The Gemara is going to give us three cases now where the kedushin will help, even though in one case the kallah didn't get any money. The second case, the kallah got money, but the chusin didn't give any money. And the third case is neither the chusin gave money nor the kallah got money, and the nechalts mikideshes. It's a great kiddush. That's what the Gemara is going to tell us now. So we start Umar Rava. Ten Muna Liploini. The Gemara is on Vav Amid Beis. Last line of Vav Amid Beis. Sorry, it's my fault. I should have said. What happened over here? Ten Muna Liploini. The Kala says to the Chusin. Ten Muna Liploini. Give money to Yankel. Don't give money to me. Ichabuch Shem Ginikel. Give money to Yankel. And the Kaddish Anilach. The Bach Lake to the word Ani. The Kaddish Anilach. So even though I'm not getting any money, says the Kala, but since you, Chusin, you're giving money, Dush is showing in it. How does that work? Look at the Mishnah Mekadesh. I'll tell you why. Mi din Orev, from the din of Arvus. Orev, of course, means a guarantor. What means a guarantor? Orev lav afal gavdali muta hanu liyudei. A guarantor doesn't get any money. He's a third party to a transaction. The Malva gave money to the Loiva. The Loiva got money from the Malva. But the Urev didn't give any money, didn't get any money. Even though Loimuti Hanu Liude Kamishav and Nafshe. He's willing to go and say, I put myself on the line. I'm willing to be give a Shibud to go and pay for this Choit. Hi Itza, this lady as well. Nami, Avagav Loimuti Hanu Liude. She doesn't get any hanua. Why? Because she's saying, don't give money to me. Give money to your uncle. Give money to Beryl. Just like by Urav it helps. And the din of Arvis is not a din drabuna. The din of Arvis is a din diaraisa. The Gemara learns it from the Pusik. So therefore you see the din of Arvis works. So here too. Just like an Urib doesn't receive a penny, and he's Meshab and Nafsha, he says, I'll go and pay. Here, the lady didn't receive any money, and she's Makna Nafsha, he says, and I give my whole body and soul to this Chusin, even though I didn't get a penny. Zutimura, it works.
So you know.
That's Ruva's Chiddush. I wouldn't say it.
She didn't get the money.
She didn't get money bechlau.
So why should it be Chalav?
Just like in how is the Urib always Chalav?
But Urib, what's the toy to me? Who's Schmidt with Hafsunai?
Just like any other Kenyan that the third is Megala by a
Arvis
Lobzach. The Urev didn't get anything, he just stands there, he didn't get any Torah.
He does the Shemitzah.
Whether it's the Shemitzah, the shame, the reputation, the shame, whatever, the Lamasa,
he puts money.
Whatever the reason is, the motivation is not important. What's important is that this person is willing to Meshabit himself, even though he didn't get a penny. She is willing to be Meshabit herself, even though she didn't get a penny. That is halucha number one. So in this case, the Chusin gave money, but the Kala didn't get any money. Now it's going to be the other way around. The Kala gets money, but the Chusin didn't pay any money. What's that case? Heilich Muna Vizkachi Leploini. Now who is speaking over here? You have a Shliach that takes money from his own pocket. And he says, I represent the Mishaleach. I, Yankel, represent Beryl. I'm the Shliach. Beryl wants to marry you. Beryl doesn't want to pay a penny. He's either cheapskate or he has no money. I'm going to go and pay. Iyichol batzulim for the ganze zach. So heilach muna. He talks to the kala. He says, here, take this muna, my money, this gachi leploini, and you should be mekudeshes to ploini to Beryl. So timur mekudeshes. It worked. How does it work? Beryl didn't give any money over here. Achusin has to give money to the kala. Oh, this is the chiddush in this case. Okay, the chiddush in the previous case was that the kala didn't get any money, and it works midin arvis. In this case, the kala gets the money, But the Chosen didn't give any money. It was the Shliach that gave money from his own pocket. How does that work? Din Eved Kanani. What's Eved Kanani? Eved Kanani, Laf of a Gavdalay Kachuse Veloy Midi, Kakuni Navshe. How does an Eved Kanani always work? You have Eved Kanani that belongs to a Yid, and he wants to go free. He has the right to go free if he's able to come up with a kesef pidyon. Pasuk says, "V'hafte loy niftasa oichub shaloy nitala." So you see that pidyon works the gabe the avodim. This eved, however, if anybody gives money to him, mashakuna eved kuna bala. See, he doesn't want to go and get money himself. So somebody else says, "You know, I have a good idea. Eved, hishtaina, sit over here. Be quiet. I, a third party, am going to give money to the Udain and be poidi you from Abbas." They work out a deal, the Udain takes the money, and that third party gives the money to the Udain, and the Eved Kanani goes free. Did the Eved Kanani give a penny?
No.
Nevertheless, he gets his freedom. Just like the Eved Kanani gets his freedom, he didn't put any money on the table. The Chusin gets his gala without putting any money on the table. Getting back to the Gemara. Nochmah. The Eved Kanani, laf of gavra kachus v'lemidi. He didn't put any money on the table. Kachuni nafshe. Hai gavra, the chus in nami, af gavra kachus v'lemidi. He didn't put any money. It was the shliach that put the money on the table. Kachuni lalai itza. Nevertheless, the mishaleach, who didn't pay a penny, he's koine the fro. So, first case, she didn't get anything, but the chusin paid. Second case, she got, but the chusin didn't give any money. The third case is going to be both. The chusin doesn't give money, and the kala doesn't receive money. And it's on mikideshes. Yeheta masa, a gevaldige chiddush. How is it going to work? A combination is like a mahatzad of the two together. Ten muna leplaini, v'kadosh ani loy. Ten muna, this is the kala talking, and she says to Yanku, I want you to go and give $100 to Ploini to Beryl. Vakadish and Eloy, and I'm going to be Mekudeshes to Beryl, not to you. You, Yanko, should take money and give money to Beryl, and then I'm going to be Mekudeshes to Beryl. So, come to Reis. Beryl didn't put a penny on the table. She didn't receive any money. If anything, Beryl really got a nice windfall. Number one, he got money, and he got an Isha. Nevertheless, there's Igmura Mekudeshes, Midin Shneim. You combine now the two haluchas. Now, even before we go through the lumdis, as you'll see in the Gemara, I mean, it's very, very simple. If in the first case we said, she didn't receive, and it works, midin oreit. Second case we said, he didn't pay, and he gets a wife, midin eved kanani. All we're saying now is, he didn't pay, she didn't receive, and it works from a combination of the two together, midin shneya. Orev lav afagavdali kamuti hano liyodi kamishabed nafshei. Just like in the case of Orev, he doesn't receive anything, but he's willing to mishabit himself. Hi, it's anami, this lady as well. Avagavle kamuti hanoli yodo, even though she didn't get any hanur in her hands, in other words, she didn't get kesef kedushin, kamakanyan avsha. She says, it's no problem. I'm willing to mishabit myself to this husband. So that's like the first case. She didn't receive anything, but she's makd an avsha. But Frank Dimura, let me do me, but that's not the normal. How can you compare? Because Orev, hai de kakonile, you know why the Orev is Meshabit? Who is he Meshabit to? He's Meshabit to the Malva. He's willing to be Meshabit himself to the Malva because the Malva put money on the table. The Malva gave money to the Loiva. Me dummy Orev, hai de kunile, hai de ku kunile. Kukunile means the Malva who receives the kinyan, the shibud of the Orev. At least he put money on the table, so he's entitled to get that guarantee. Hi, Gabra. A malva puts money on the table, gives money to the loiva. So when an Orev comes and says, I'm willing to go and guarantee it, okay, sikimt the malva that he's going to get this guarantee because he put money on the table. Exactly, lend the money. Bahai Gabra, Freiti Muriet, Bahai Gabra, this man, this chusin, kakuni lo lahai itza, v'loi kachus v'loi midi. At Kudishirov collected fetish, he didn't put any money on the table. Remember, what was the case over here? The Kala says to Yankel, you give $100 to Beryl. Fine. Beryl now, I'm going to be Mekudeshes to Beryl. Based on the fact that Yankel gives money to Beryl, I'm going to be Mekudeshes to Beryl. So what happened? Beryl's the chusin, he didn't pay a penny. The lady that's being mekudeshes to Beryl, she didn't receive a penny. So therefore we're saying it works, mekudeshes, midin orev, and midin evi kenai. So in terms of the orev, we said, even though she didn't get any money, orev never gets any money. And therefore she didn't get any money, so it's kind of midin orev. Yeah. But the reason why the orev is willing to mishabed himself, because somebody else puts money on the table. The malva put money on the table. Over here, the malva didn't put any money. Hai gaba the chusin, he's kakoni, he's the one that's getting it. It's just like the malva gets the arvis, the shibra of the arvis. Here the chusin is getting the shibra of the lady. But he didn't put any money, but like a chusin, he had to go to shirof like the fetish. So he's not entitled to go and be coin if he didn't put any money. Oh, evikanani yachiyach. They might have derived from evikanani. So like a chusin amoyna, the evikanani himself doesn't put any money on the table, because kunin afshay. And he's koine himself. So here too, even though the chusin didn't put any money on the table, but he's koine. A great timura. Midumi, how can you compare one case on the other? Husam hach to kamachni kokuni. Vus heis hach to kamachni. So if you look at the Rashi about a quarter down the omid, hai de kamachni, balo evid, shu machne esse evid lecheres, the owner of the evid who's machne, kokuni hai kesef shu mekalib pejoine. At least he gets something. What does he get? He gets the kesef pidyon. So Timura, hucha ha'itza kamakanya nafsha. Here she's going and be makna herself to the chusin. She's willing to become his wife. However, she's not koina anything. She doesn't receive anything. At least by the case of the udoin and the evikani. It's true, the evikani is not out of pocket. He didn't pay a penny. But at least the udin gets something. Over here, we're talking about a situation where the wife gets nothing, and she's mekanya nafsha. There I understand the evitaka didn't give, however the udan receives. Here she doesn't receive anything. So what's going on? So, in other words, if you learn from each one individually, sefet. So kimur ba'urav yechiyach, that avgav lekamuti hanul yudah, even though he didn't receive anything, mishabed nafsha, he is mishabed himself. So bottom line is, as a combination of the Urev with the Eved Kanani, I have case number 3. So, starting again, just bekitzer. Case number 1, she didn't receive any money, but she's makna nafsha, midin Urev. Case number 2, he didn't pay anything, and he's koina, midin Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani doesn't pay anything, he's koina himself. Here the chusin was koina the wife, even though he didn't pay anything. Case number 3, the chusin didn't pay, the kala didn't get. It's from a combination of Urev together with Eved Kanani. Just like an Urev doesn't get anything, is Meshabit. She didn't get anything, she's Meshabit. Chusin, by Eved Kanani, the Eved Kanani himself doesn't pay anything and he gets his freedom, he gets back himself. Here, the Chusin didn't pay a penny and he gets his wife. So, combination of the two. That's how it works.
How does he get money?
Somebody else paid. They come to Matthew Kanani. Somebody, a third party paid. If you want to look at the Rashi, 5 lines on the top, Midin Eved Kanani, we'll have another couple of weeks. Koine es atzmi bekesva yidei acherim, shacherim poiden oisoi bin mamoinam, from their money. Vu koine atzmi yoitze lecheres, v'yavagav lechuse I b'haim mamoinam idi. Et gunish batzult, he didn't put a penny on the table, and he gets a free ride. Here too, the chusin didn't put any money on the table. Remember what was the second case? We had Yankel funding the chasana. The shliach gave the money. He says, you're taking the money. Don't be mekadeshes to me. I'm married, Baruch Hashem, I'm tzefrit. Be mekadeshes to Yankel. Yankel didn't pay a penny. Just like Eved Kanani didn't pay a penny, he gets his freedom. Here, the chusin didn't pay a penny, and he gets his kala. He gets his wife. We're going to go through this whole analysis again in another 2 or 3 minutes, but that's Bikitzer so far. Now we go off on a separate case. Bui Ruva. Heilech Muna Bakadish Ani Loch. Here the Kala speaking to the Chusin. And she says, instead of you giving me money, I'm going to go and give you money. This is a progressive Kala, as you can see. And she is going to initiate. She's going to go and give the ring to him, instead of him giving the ring to her. Oilam Hofakrisi. Yeah. As Bui Ruva. Heilech Muna Bakadish Ani Loch. My. Does that work? Yeah, it works. Really? I can't believe it. Omle Ravashi Lamar Zitra. In Cain, now he assumes, Ravashi, that this doesn't work like a normal Kenyan. Because he didn't give anything to her, so she gives to him. How does that work? It must work, Mikinyan Agav. But it's an upside down Kenyan Agav. As you know, by kinyan agav, you make a kinyan on the chusim sheyesh lemachrayis, like on karka, and you coin it with that in the chusim sheein lemachrayis, which means metaltlin. Here, says the Gemara, you're going to be coining the metaltlin, meaning the chusim takes the metaltlin, that's the money, and derech agav, he's going to go and be coin of the wife, which happens to be in the chusim sheyesh lemachrayis, because she's like, in a sense, like an eved, or like an ummah, like a shivcha, which is hikish lekarkuais, and just like by karka is called the chutz mishiyesh lamachrayis, an eved, a shivcha, and by extension, a woman, also has the same din like karka, and you're going to be koina by making a kinyan in the cash. You take the metal, but you'll see, buzuk timura. Omli ravashlam azitra imkein, havali lechor nechutz mishiyesh lamachrayis, the woman is niknin im nechutz mishiyesh lamachrayis. You made a kinyan in the geld. Ain't lemachrayis, it's like metalkalin. And with this you want to be kind of the woman. Does that make sense? Nechusim she'ain lemachrayis, the metalkalin you koina, nicknam im nechusim she'esh lemachrayis. How you koina the karka she'esh lemachrayis? Yes, mishtar b'chazukah. But the agav is that you take hold of the chusim she'esh lemachrayis, and then agav, you get the ain lemachrayis. You're doing the other way around. Here you're taking the money, the metalkalin, you want to be koina the karka. Omalais, he told him, he savris to Amalei Agav. Meredish vegan Agav, tima toiv, and nothing to do with Agav. Hocha b'udam chushev askinon. B'yanud, come a kabel matunim, no. Gomer mekanglen ein nafsha. Oh, this is a very famous Gemara. Avada, the Gemara holds it for kesef kedushin. She has to receive hanua from the husband. Not that he receives from her. She has to receive from him. However, we're talking about that the husband is an udam chushim oit. The regular rank and file people can't even get close to him. Aganza governor, aganza senator, aganza dove, aganza great man. And therefore, the fact that he is willing to go and take money from her, this is by ear, who are grace is actually going to tell all the people, all her friends, aganza mishal, did you hear? Here, rabbi, he took money from, really from you he took money? Yeah. Wow. She is so happy. It's worth at least a shiva prita that she can brag. And she's proud of the fact that this Udam Chushev was willing to go and bow himself and take money from her. So Chav Udam Chushev Askinen. The Bihanu Dekom Akabel Matuna Mino Gom Mekamlin and Afsha. So according to this, this Gemara is really not such a grosa chiddush, because here Shitaka does receive from the Chusin. It's not your classic receipt that you got money in terms of money on the table, but our Mishnah already said you can be koina isha bekesef, ibishuv bekesef. This is for her hanua, which is worth at least a shiva prita, that she can brag and tell everybody, did you hear? Rabbi or Mr. or Professor this took from me a present, took from me a month. Ooh, I'm so proud.
No, it's not tangible.
That's the chiddush. Yeah, that, 100%.
That's true.
Oh, but the non-tangible, the mass is still worth the hanor.
It's worth money.
She's smiling from ear to ear. She's so happy.
You don't sell it. It's not
like it's worth money.
Why would you
worth money?
You
buy bread. You buy bread.
You can't. But you're.
You take it to the bank.
Gunish.
Take it to the bank.
Gunish. Kuvit, that's it,
Kuvit. Kuvit is how wichtig is that? Do you know how much people are willing to pay for a bissel of Kuvit? Geiter, geiter an a yatkev, it's became in Kuvit, that's cost like a sakev. Anyway, if you look at the Rashi, Bahi Anur, Rashi is about 10 lines higher than where we are. I'll go one line earlier. The Udum Chushev Askinan. Sheinu Rugel Kal Matonis. Everybody knows, you can't give them a present. You send them something by mail, you send them a cipher, return to sender. And Nemnish Kamatunis. Abiya Nua de Shatir Tzoyz. Luce's Prita Liudim Shifaisen Lizer. She would be willing to pay at least a Prita to somebody else to go and convince it to Mephias, please take a present from her. The Kabbalah Himena Matuna. And Itaka took it. So that.
Rashi has to say this, because this is your case.
Because Rashi has to say the Toyda Sano is worth a Prita. It wasn't just an Machaya. How much is it? Machaya, but. Shano Ahalba Prita. No, Sevita Prita. She would have been willing to pay. Okay. Anyway, so we got off on a tangent. We're going back now to the first three cases we had. Itnan Nami Mishmei Deruva, Vachaylinian Mamoina. The same thing applies the Gabi Hilchus Mominis. When a person is selling a field to the other person. Now remember, what happens when you're selling a field to the other person? You have a moicher selling the field, and you have a koine lekeach who's paying for it. Normally, he gives field, the other guy gives money. It's just going to be like the three cases we had at the top. that we're going to have over here, a case of a moicher that sold his field and didn't get any money, rather the money went to a third party. So the moicher didn't get any money. Now we're going to have another case where the moicher got money, but the lekiach didn't pay the money. It was a third party that paid the money. Ah, and then we're going to have a third case that the moicher didn't get any money, lekiach didn't pay any money, and nevertheless, the field is going to transfer from one to the other. It's a good deal, no? But it's the same type of process, midin orei, midin evi kanani, and midin shnei. For that, we're going to see the Rashi. Give a kick to Rashi, b'chein l'nyi m'moinam. Look, Rashi. Hanish maitze derova diofina kedishin midin orei, and midin evi kanani, just like we learned by kedushin, came l'nyi m'moinam, zel bezach. And Rashi goes, b'kitzer, goes through the same chajman again. Mukhaloi suda, a person sells a field. The umaloi, 10 hakesef l'ploini. Don't give the money. The moicher and the lekiach are here at a closing. The moicher says, the property costs $1,000. No problem. Don't give the money to me. Give the money to Yankel. I owe Yankel money. Yankel needs a parnusa. Don't give the money to me. Kim techois, the moicher didn't receive anything. He gave the money to Yankel, the third party. Okay, what's it in? 10 money, kesef l'ploini, v'sudei mechir aloch, you'll get the field. You'll pay the thousand. I won't get the money. He'll get the money. But that's fine. What's it in? Huna midin urev. It works like urev. Because just like by the urev, he didn't give any money, and he's willing to be, he didn't receive any hanua. He didn't receive any money. But as guarantor, he's willing to be meshabed nafshei. Says over here, this moicher, even though you're not giving me any money, I'm willing to be meshabed nafshei, I'm willing to go and give you the property. Oh, so that's case number one, midin urev. Now we go to the next case. Heilich mona utehei sodcha mechura leplayim. Nade yetz amona, and I want that the sodah should be sold to a third party. In other words, we have three people over here. You have someone going over to the owner of the field, to the moicher, and he says to the moicher, I'm giving you $100, but don't give the property to me. I'm not a jichah b'chshem ginnik properties. I want you to give this property to Yankel. What's the din? So even though Yankel didn't pay a penny for the property, it was this wonderful third party that gave the money, nevertheless, the property is sold. The face says to the mechira l'ploini. How is he kuna? Kuna is a ploini, hasudim, he didn't ever, just like an ever kanani. It's like an ever kanani didn't go put any money on the table. It was a third party that paid to the Odoin, and he got it. He got his freedom. Didn't pay a penny. Nevertheless, the third party. Same thing over here. Here, the person who was being coined in the field didn't pay a penny. The moicher got his money, just like the Uden got his money. The moicher got his money. However, the lekiach didn't pay for it. A third party paid for it. That's okay. That's fine. It works. We didn't have a kanani. Just like we have by Kiddush. And now we're going to have the third case, which is a combination of the two. 10 munah l'ploini, go and give munah to Yankel. V'tikna loy sudi boy. And then my suda will be sold to Yankel. In other words, the moicher says, you lekech, don't give me any money. He's not the lekech. You give me, don't give me any money, but rather give money to Yankel. At the same time, I'm going to go and give my field to Yankel. So what happened in this case? The moicher didn't get any money because he said, don't give it to me, give it to Yankel. Yankel, the lekech, who's going to own the field, he didn't pay any money. Somebody else paid on his behalf. So we have now a situation once again. Moicher didn't receive, the koine didn't pay, and it works with din shneim, again, urev, together with Eved Kanani, like we said before. Since mamish the same cheshbin, the question is, utzricha, why do I have to repeat the whole thing again? Ich v'shtai. There are cases where the chusin doesn't pay, and the kala is nikna. There are cases that the kala doesn't receive, and she's nikna to the chusin. And there are times that a chusin doesn't pay, and she doesn't receive, and it works. That's what we had at the top. Same thing like Agambe in the Mominus. Why are we repeating ourselves? Utzricha. The ashbin in kiddisha mishim de itza nichala bekol dehi. A woman is desperate to get married. That's the reason why we have the shidduch crisis. I want to get married. Kiddush lukish, yom reish lukish. Tav lemesiv tan duma lemesiv armala. Every woman wants to get married. She doesn't want to sit at home to be an almuna, to be a spinster. She wants to be married. So therefore, she's willing to get any type of situation. So even though she didn't get any money, as long as somebody got money. I didn't get money. I don't need the money. I want a husband.
A mensch.
Halavai, she's getting a mensch. The second one is Nishka mensch. You get Nishka guilt. But anyway, it's a separate story. But anyway, we have Urev, Evi Kanani, a combination of both. He didn't give, she didn't receive, but she's married. So that's Legabe getting married. But I would think that that only applies to marriage. Kiresh Lokish. However, a moicher is in the business of making money. Filakeach is in the business of making money. That's why they're selling now the real estate. He hopes to make it. As er get nishka gelt and er bekim nishka gelt, I would think it doesn't work. By definition, when it comes to mammonis, you can be moichel, you can be mevater. Okay, you know, hefker bezen hefker. It doesn't go out to hefker bezen hefker. Everybody has the right to be moichel. It's true, I'm the moicher, I paid a lot of money for this property, I'm willing to give it away. Don't pay me, pay Yanko, pay Barrel, put the money in the bank, don't give it to me. So people can be moicher. Our condition ain't maloy, my condition has to be, just like the Havaya Litzia, you got to be Venusim Biyudi, you got to give something in her hand. So I would think this whole business, but Ure Mitevet Kanani, come on, Reimidishka, come. I would think it doesn't work. Kamash Malon, in both cases it works. Not from the classic case of Nesina Miyad Liyad from the Chusin to the Kala. But it's Mitzad Urev, Mitzad Evi Kanani, or a combination of the two. So it works both here and Behilchus Mamre. Now from here, Rabbi Yisai, Svet Abyssal Leicht, Baruch Hashem. Omer Rav, Hiskad Shili Lechetzi Mikudeshes. Chetzi Mikudeshes Li, Eini Mikudeshes. A Chusin goes to the Kala and says to her, Hiskad Shili Lechetzi, I want you to Mikudeshes. Not to me entirely, only half of me. Well, you, the ganze isha, she mikdeshes to half of me.
You must have made somebody else.
You're hopping up my lines. That's the Gemara's teretz. But that's what the Gemara says. Hiskad shali lechetzi. You should mikdeshes. The chuzi says to the kala, I want you to be mikdeshes to half of me. Mikdeshes, it works. Chetzi mikdeshes li. The chuzi says to the kala, I want half of you to mikdeshes to me. Ain't mikdeshes. It doesn't work. Pray tomorrow, I'm a man of Shach. I don't understand why. Omle Abai Leruva. Maishno Chetzyech Mekudeshes Li. Deine Mekudeshes. Kus Isha Omrachmuna. Veloi Chatzi Isha. Ki Yikach Ish Isha. Dafach Nemer Aganzi Isha. Mekeneshem Kahal Befra. So when he says Chetzyech, only half, it doesn't work. So Ochanami Isha Omrachmuna. Veloi Chatzi Ish. Ki Yikach Ish. Aganzi Man. How can you have a person go and say, the Mekudeshes only to half of me? That doesn't make sense. Omalais, he told him, you don't understand. Huchi hasha, there's a major difference. Husim itzel lebeitrei loichazia. Elegavrim lechuzi lebeitrei. A woman cannot be married to two men at one time. A man can be married to two women at one time. And this is what you were saying before, Moshechai. Huchi komalah. The Iba'ina lemintzev achriti nasivna. When he said to her, Iskachuli lechetzi, when he's telling, I'm going to give you sherek susva'ina, but bear in mind, you're only going to be married to half of me because I intend tomorrow or next week to go marry Scheindel or Gnendel or somebody else. And that's why you're not going to get my full, unlimited, exclusive attention. You'll get 50%. That works because you can go and marry multiple women. However, she can't say, well, I'm only giving you half of myself. Because she can't be married to somebody else. See, it's all or nothing, and that's why Eina Mikudesh. So it makes a lot of sense. Omli Marzitu Rei Rav Meri Leravina. The Nifshitu Law Kedisha Bekila. Why don't you say in case number two, when he was Mekadesh, only half of her, since Mekadesh is a Lushan Hegdish, so it should be Nispashit. As soon as he says a Mekadesh half, let it automatically spread to 100%, and it should be Mekadeshes. You're asking, where do you find something like that? Milo Italian. Don't you know the famous halucha in Kodshim?
The issue should be chetz, but only
the first case is no problem because it's already mekudesh. In case number two, when it says chetz mekudesh, ain't a mekudesh. It's in mekadesh half. He's giving money now to Sprinza, but I'm only being mekadesh half of you. Why don't you say that automatically it spreads and it's mekadesh mispashtu b'kula and he's married the entire woman and it should work? Where do you find this hispashtus concept? By Hegdish. Milo Italian Oimer Ragla Shilzi Oila to hate. Killer oila. You have a behema that belongs to you, and instead of saying, I'm mekadish the ganze animal, I'm makdish the whole animal for an oila, I'm makdish the fisel for an oila, whichever one you want. The forefeet, the front feet, the back feet, I'm makdish one of them, the oila, shtaitu in the braisa, the hey, killer oila. then the whole thing becomes ispashit, and the whole animal becomes an oila. Now this is a machloik. Not everybody holds that way. But a filum on the yom ain't kill oila. Hani mila, because we're just talking about the fisel. Hech the makdei Jewish ain't hashem at taliyah boy. After all, an animal can live without a foot. However, makdei Jewish and hashem at taliyah boy, if he's makdish lemushli, looks at the animal and says, I makdish your heart, I makdish your lungs, legevoya li oila. Everybody agrees that it's the spashit have a killer oila. So over here, if he's makdish or makadish, chutz isha, in the chutz isha you have a halba heart and you have halba lungs and all that, so it should be the spashit be killer. Why does it say any mikdash? Everything more to me. It's not a good parallel case. Who's some behaima hucha das acheres? Don't remember the chagabi behaima. Behaima doesn't have its own das to be able to say no. I disagree. I want to be only chutzi mikdash. I only want my feast to be mikdash. I only want my heart. A behaima is a behaima. A baha loydam yelaha. In the case over here by the Isha, she's a das acheres. What means das acheres? A trashi. You can't go and marry a lady without having her consent and acquiescence. Since she's consenting to half of herself, then the buck stops here. It doesn't spread. Because she didn't say, I'm being makdish or mekadish my entire guf to you. That was the terms of the transaction. I'm mekadish half of you. Happily or reluctantly, she said yes. So Gemara, it doesn't work. But she didn't go and say, nah, come on, let's go and have it spread from 50 to 100. She didn't say that. Since she has a das acheres, then it stops unless we have a meeting of the minds and they both agree it should be nispashit. Well, I don't understand what you're saying. So it's, well, I'll give you an example. Holy dami laha, the umar of Yoichanan, the haimish oshne shidfin. Ah, you have one behem that belongs to shidfin. Yankel and Beryl together. Yankel says to Beryl, I want to go and be makshish the animal. Beryl says, jump in the lake, do whatever you want. I'm keeping it the way it is. So Yankel goes and he's makdish half of this animal. Hektish chesya. Now obviously it's not nispashit because the other half doesn't belong to him. The other half belongs to Beryl. So shidfis. So now the half of the animal is half chilin and half hektish. Now after a day, after a month, says Yankel to Beryl, Beryl, I want to go and bring this animal for a carton. How much are you willing to go and sell it your half to me? $100. Kid the $100, and Beryl says, sayonara, leaves the seat. So now both halves belong to Yankel. Would you say that it's mispashit? No. What happens if Yankel now is makdish the other half? I mean, that's the whole reason why he bought it. He was makdish the first half, and now he's makdish the second half. V'chuz v'lokcha, v'kdisha, kadosh, and now takim comes kudish. The whole animal is now 100% kudish. The ain't a craver, but you still can't bring it for a carbon.
Why
can't you bring it for the carbon? The Gemara is going to tell us. I know 100%.
He's 100% ownership.
Yet absolutely, as Avi Azut. The Gemara is going to say in another moment in the Umid days, because this is what we call dichui meikara. When this animal first got any kedisha, you couldn't bring it at that time. Once it's nidcha forever. And you cannot go and resuscitate it. That's what I was going to say that another moment. Don't be nervous about this. If you want to see the third line of Rashi, third of the wide line down below, the ain't a crave, the Rashi. The first time you were makdish it, like nearest the curve, you couldn't bring it. Since initially you couldn't be makrav it, you can never be makrav it. That's what the Gemara calls in the Yom days, a dichui meikura. Is nidchal yoylam. You can never go and be makriv. Abazuti mura ba'isa tmira. It can be make a tmira. Tmira means that you go and say zeh tmira zeh. You're not allowed to make a tmira. Torah zutach la yumer oisai la yachli fenem la yumer oisai la tayi bara rabatoyv. But if you were meimer vayehi esmirusa yekaydash. But the tmira cannot be more kadosh than the original, because after all, it's a derivative. It's not its own inherent condition. It's a derivative of the original condition.
How that tmira works? Both are kadosh, only the tmura.
Both of them are kadosh, but neither one can you bring for a carbon. Well, it's a tmira, tmirusa kiyotzeba. What does that mean? Zukrashi, tmirusa kiyotzeba de ena kreiva tmikoyach kedisha dechir basa. It has the same kedisha as the first animal, a kedisha of a kedisha dechir. So it's kudosh. But you cannot bring it for
why
a car.
Why don't you be makdish the first chaylik, the tmura, the original?
Because it was dichui meikar. That's the next shtick.
Give
a kick. Shema min our class. From this gemura, we learn three basic haluchas when it comes to hegdish and dichui. Shema min our balichayim niduchim. because Mechim, when we get to Kodshim in not too long, we're going to go and learn, or if you want to wait a little bit longer until we get back to Masechtas Yima, we're going to learn that one man the Yima holds is only Dichui by Shchutin. But there's no such thing as Dichui by Balichai. Because after all, a Balichai, guy to Kim to light of us, how can you be doichet from a carmen as long as it's not a balmim? Says kushav yusha. Yeah. How can you be doichet? Shema mina balichaim nidochet. Here we're talking about a balchai, yeah. And you cannot bring it for a carmen. It's the chasim balchai is nidchet. Ushma mina diche meikura have a diche. Here diche meikura zukrashi third line ki goinzi shemetchilas egdeishaloi nearestly karev. You couldn't bring it at that time because he only owned 50%. Vikalaman yom adipalik viomer ein diche elibin nearev nidchet. The only time he's saying dichu is if initially it was nira, and then afterwards became nira. Here it was never nira, because from the first moment of Kedisha, it was already nidcha, because his second shita wasn't maskeh. Nidcha means initially at the time that you were makdish it was nira. Lamushal, a person that owns an animal, it was a beautiful tumim, I make it for a carbon oila, and then a week later, before he has a chance to bring it to Miss Migdish, it gets a mim. When it's about mim, can you bring it for a carbon? No. But Baruch Hashem, a month later, the mim heals itself, and it's back to tumim.
Then you say,
can I go and bring it?
Yes.
Zok de mandiyoma, nira benitcha. That works.
Works.
But here was zichim meikura.
And
never shasa kosher.
A regular nitcha doesn't work.
That's the story of the Machlokes.
No, Nira Nitche, but yeah. As long as it's Nira afterwards.
Anyway, Ar Gemura says on the top line, Shema min adichi meikura havadichi. Here, initially, the behemoth was Nitche, when, at the time that the person was Makdashit. You don't look at what happened before that. We're talking about the time he was Makdashit.
Yeah,
was it nearer to bring for a carbon? The answer is no.
Yeah,
because he only had 50%.
They should have done once.
So even though later on he owned the other 50%, so now it was Nidche. The nearer. I'm sorry. It's a permanent dichoy, and it does not become revived. It doesn't become resuscitated. It doesn't get reinvented. It's dichoy forever and ever. Yeah.
Then it surely doesn't work.
Good. Okay, I'm going to focus on the Dichy Meikur. So Dichy Meikur, I have a Dichy and a lady.
Regular
Tamura. We're talking about the original part. A regular Tamura can be makrav except by Tamura's Chatas and by Tamura's Ushan, because that's the Simna.
Right.
Rav Rebeshi is asking, what about a regular Tamira? You're not allowed to be Meimer. Okay. However, if you were Meimer, it is Chal. Always is Chal. The question, can you go and be Makar then? So if you have a Tmiras Oila, yes, you can bring it for a carbon. You have a Tmiras Shlumim, you can bring it for a carbon. But not by Tmiras Chatas and not by a Tmiras Usham. Why? Because by a Chatas, you have the Chumish Chatuais Mesois, which is Rusha Tevis Vesimna. The Simna is Vlad Chatos, Tmiras Chatos, Nukhtayim,
Meis
Baleo, Nisabri, Nisabri, what's Tov Mem, what's Nin?
Nitra?
No, something Baleo Biache. Yeah, that Meis Baleo, or that the Balem had a Kapura from another one. Niskapri. Niskapri Balea Biacher.
The
fine one is Ayin is Avrishnusa. That already it got too old. So all of those cases, those are Chumash Chatois Mesos, you have to put it away, close it up, and you take away the key, and then it dies on its own. By Usham, we learn as Kul Kol Bechatis Mesa, but Usham is Roya. So therefore, it goes Roya, you wait until it gets a mem, you take the money, and then you can go and buy a new car. But you can't bring a Tamiris Chatzis, Tamiris Ushim for a carbon.
But usually, how is when you see a carbon?
Yeah, the Vada.
You could be.
So here you cannot be Makr because there was a Nidcha, just like the first one, Nidcha, second one.
What Aisha if you do this half an hour?
Not what?
Aisha.
We're not finished yet. Ushma Mino, and the third aloch is Yesh Dichi Bedoma. Since this carbon that he was Makdish from the initial moment, he couldn't have brought it because he was only a 50% Shittiv. So the only thing that he had in this Kedisha was a deal of Mumundika. Like Rashi said in the Yom Aleph, you'll be able to go and sell it, take the money, and go and buy another carbon. However, this itself is not going to have Kedisha's Mizbeach, it only has Kedisha's Dum. So you see, even by Dumim, there's an Inyan of Dichoy. Once it becomes Nidcha, that's it. You cannot revive it again, even though he went and bought the second half.
So this is understand the reason why this is. Why in case it's nitzah, why you can't bring a car because it's pasch. As I was in nitzah, you're in front of my vision, you're bringing a car to pasch. That's probably in a nitzah, you're going to eat some car, it's in nitzah, you're going to have geld.
Yeah.
So that's the chiddush.
You can't bring something that was nitcher already, but
if it's
good, it's pushed like that. That's the reason nitcher. I don't know. That makes a difference, but that's the reason nitcher.
I hear what you're saying.
It's only the mura has a hammer now to say because it's only nitcher b'dumim. That it shouldn't be, because there's not a psil in the carbon.
It's absolutely in the gift itself. It's in the value.
The carbon was good. The behemoth was good. It's
just kamash malon, avos.
That even so, here's got not kamash malon. Here from this ra over here, from this gemur ra, it's considered dichio.
So now that we brought this beautiful parallel, let's get back to our case. Like Rav Yankov says, we shouldn't go and forget what we're learning. We're talking about a person that said to a woman, chetziyech mikudeshesli. Said the gemur ain't mikudeshes. Right? Well, why not? Why don't you sing this Pashit Hakadisha Mekila, just like by the carbon oila, sits over here with Makdish Makadish, half of the Isha, included half of her heart, half of her lungs, half of everything. So you have that part that's an Avish and a Shumat Liabai. It should be Nespashit. Everything by Bahaima, that there is nobody else that is being Moicha, Einacharami, it's automatically Nespashit. But just like by the case of the two Shitfim, it's not automatically Nespashit because the other Shitfim barrel says, no, I want to leave it Chil and I don't want it to be Nespashit. Here, the woman agreed to his God, she is Chetzcheb Mikudeshously. So she agreed to have. So after that, you say Nespashit. She didn't agree that it should be Nespashit. Skonzain, if they read up before the condition, Chetzi, I'm giving you Chetzich, but I want it to be Nespashit immediately. No problem. So why are you telling me Chetzich? Ich bin a Shtikl Mishigana. Fine, if you say Chetzich, but you agree that it says that it should be Nespashit, Konzain for what your goal. Just like Yankel and Beryl, the two Shitfim, I'm being Makdish my half. Do you agree? You agree, as Achid said, it's going to be Nespashit the killer. However, here, she didn't agree. She only agreed to the half. So it's not automatic. He said to her Chetzich, and she took the ring based on that, and she smiled, and she says, okay, Mikudeshes. So Timur Hainim, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Why didn't it nispashit the killer? Right. Because since she is a dasa cheres of Timura, and she was only maskim to the half, he proposed half, she agreed to half, you want to make a new agreement now, after that, let it be nispashit. It's just like the Yanko and Beryl. Yanko was makdish half of it, new Beryl, no, not yet. 5 minutes later, do you want, yes, now I'm maskim. It's already too late. Because, like the Gemara said, it's all to the Dichimeikura. As soon as when he originally gave the Kesek edition, they only agreed to half, and she was a Dasa Cheres, so therefore it's not Nispashet the killer. Of course, they can redo the whole thing all over again.
It's not a new Kedushin.
But it's a Nishkemach. Okay, now from here to the bottom of the Yomid is very, very simple. It's going to talk about all interesting cases, but it's very easy. Boi Ruva. I want to be Mekadesh you Mantaira Kala, but instead of giving one prit for the Ganze, Manshviga Leashulam Zurian and Lichtige Ganaiden. She was once at a Sheva Bruchis, and the Chusim and I eat a Tamchochim, and at Machabi Gibeden Sazung Toyra. He was talking about the Chetzich Mekadesh, how does it work? Chetzich. So the Shvig afterwards came home. The Chusim said, that temple. So you remember that we're at the wing, Chasim, the halba fro and the halba man. I'm a shigin, I'm a shigin, I'm a shigin, I'm a shigin. Anyway.
I don't believe it. I worked at the
Shvig. I said, he's a Chusim, he's a shigin. Okay, anyway. I'm marrying half of you with the chutzi prita and the other half with all the chutzi prita. My, does that help? As soon as he says that's already the first part of the transaction. It's that part of the transaction ends. The buck stops here. The chutzi prita. It can't. We were studying the umed aleph chetzim kedushesli. Lo yahav a kedushin. It doesn't work. He's just going and counting out his money, just like when you give money to someone, you have a whole bunch of four. So he had a bunch of chatzi pritas, and he says, "Yeah, now the chatzi prita for half of you, no chalba prita for no half of you." Does that work?
Is there such a coin as a Chatzi Prita?
Yes. That comes to
Chatzi. That'd be a coin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why not?
It is not counted.
He said a Mushuk.
Even Shabbat Kessel.
I'm not saying Mushuk. The Mur is up to this. I tell him, I never heilach eat. So he gives a Chatzi Prita, and then he gives another Chatzi Prita.
Is
it
a coin or a
Shabbat Kessel? Yes, exactly. If you're going to go say, yeah, yeah, it works. He gave first a half a Prita, and a half a Prita. Chetzich beprita vechetzich beprita mai. He didn't say chetzich bechatzi prita vechetzich bechatzi. He's a very generous fellow. For half of you I give a prita, and for the other half I give a prita mai.
Chetzich doesn't work.
It's yitzeng. He said the gemara until now maybe dilemoin of a hoylechi that he was really adding up a full prita. First I give a half, and then I give another half. Chabachagant. He given the omula beprita uprita. Paschal Milzei, since he's saying Prita, and then he's saying another Prita, why didn't he just simply say, I'm Mekadesh you with two Pritas? By the fact that he said, Prita for half, Prita for half, Nochmul, it's like two separate transactions. For half of you, I give a Prita. For the other half, I give a Prita. We already said the Yomad Aleph, Eina Mekadesh. I do Mekobi.
You can't do, because Chetzich, he can't be Mekadesh.
Chetzich, Yavada, that's what he said in the Yomad Aleph. Paschal Milzei, that the first half of the transaction ended. I do Mekobi, Yoime, Moine of a Hoylechu. He could theoretically, agansetug, allow for continuing. In the morning, he gives her one prita for half, and he says, stay tuned, meet him in the afternoon, we're going to get back together again. And then in the afternoon, he gives her another prita for another half. Maybe that's also minor v'haylechi. Why does the Gemara talk about kol b'yoyme? Because of the next case. In Tim Salome, kol b'yoyme minor v'haylechi, that if it's on the same day, you consider it to be one long condition that started 9 o'clock in the morning and ended 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What happens if he says, Chetzich b'prita hayoyim, I want to be Mekadesh you today on Sunday with one prita, but not the whole genendel, only half a genendel. B'chetzich, and tomorrow I'm going to give you the other prita lemucha. Mai. Kim di umala lemucha, paska. As soon as he said, hayoyim, and then he said mucha, he split it down the middle, and you can't go and be married a chatzifro, and the whole thing is not Mekadesh. Aydu mariko mala, kedishin mischli me'idna, u'migmalei nigmari ad lemucha. I want a langa chasana. Have you ever been to a chasana where people are proud? They come back and say the mitzvahs went until 6 o'clock in the morning. Oh, he wants the same thing. I want a mekadesh today, but I want the chasana to join people that have nothing to do. And that's not the word for it. But anyway, then afterwards the people don't go to minyan, and then they go to minyan right at that time, etc. etc. Anyway, so he wants a 2-day chasana. So he says, I'm going to give you. I'm telling you right now. I'm giving you one prit for chetzich, and I'm going to give you tomorrow the other prit for the other chetzich. Does that work? Condition miskli me'idna, I want to start the condition today. I only want to finish it off ad lemuchar. I have a new shaila. What about shnei chetzich b'prita mahi? He says to her, I'm being mekadesh to both of your halves with one prita. No, hochavade bechadzim nekumla. Moshe Chaim says, I don't push, it works. There's no such thing as makdish or makadish achutzi isha. So even though he's combining the two, I'm be makadish both halves of you. How can you talk about splitting a woman in half? I'm going to be makadish the first half and the second half, both halves. There's no such concept, and therefore any makadishes. All of these cases take it. So the boy say, don't try it out. Because the more blabs that they take you, I'm saying get the condition finished. But we're not finished yet.
If somebody asks such a single cell.
The lady wanted to have Satmarush people, should be inside the condition for her. She said everything there, so there, but I'm Satmarush. So she was married, so she told her husband this before. And well, we'll do it over again.
Massive issues.
Satmarush told her, don't take any chances.
Very smart. Boy, Rava, next shale. Shtei b'noi secha l'shnei b'onai b'prita mahi. You have Yankel and Beryl get together. Yankel had zwei zin, Beryl had zwei techter. Both of them need shadichim for both of them. Boy, Rava, shtei b'noi secha, your two daughters. And Rashi says both of them are talking about they're both ketanois or both narois. So they don't have to get the kesef kiddushin. Who's the kesef kiddushin go to?
The father.
Very good. Now the person who's ever being mekadesh, she's being mekadesh now on behalf of two ketanim because of kutin lab and edayin, they couldn't make a kesef kiddushin. The father only has rights over the daughter as bitin, doesn't say as benin asati. So here they're talking about the two boys are both kedoyim. However, the both Gedolim said to their father, we heard there's a Dua Graysa Shidduch crisis. We don't want to wait 10 years. Yeah. We haven't already bar mitzvah. We want to get married already now. Yeah. And they were both Mamana, the father, to go and Mekadesh for them, the two daughters. So what happens over here? So you have now a Noisin and Mekabel. The Noisin is the father of the two sons. He gives Agansa Shuva Prita. The Mekabel is the father of the two daughters. He's Mekabel Agansa Shuva Prita. So in terms of the Noisin and the Mekabel, we have a full Prita. Prita is the minimum, like we said in the Mishnah. However, in terms of the boys and the girls, there was only a Chutzi Prita for each one. So the question is, do you look at the Chus and Kala, or do you look at the ones that are accomplishing the Kenyan? And those dig more Rishai. Boy, Rav, Shtei ben Ezech, Lishnei Bunai, Beprita Mai. Busa Noisin, Mekabel, Azlinen, Vekamoin. The Noisin gave a Prita, and it became a Prita. Oy, Dilma, Busa, did he Azlinen? Ask the Chus and Kala, what do they think about it? Everyone is only a chutzi prita. So more take you nochem ul tishbi
time. Yemur says that nobody should less than a prita. That didn't have you for that basic gimel.
Yeah, yeah.
So over here, it turned out that it is like that.
So you're saying that you have vani gimel shuva prita.
Yeah.
It's true. But the Gemara is asking when it said in the Mishnah, Isha Niknes, Evil Vissen, how is it possible since the Kal is getting less than a Shiva Prita?
Oh, you're right. The point is there a kinyu with a prita or not? Is there a kinyan with a prita?
But
I understand, but that's what that's the shalas.
If
there's a kinyan with a prita, then the father even two women also.
But she doesn't give a silver.
You're right. So that's one person.
If there is a zayi get, but to answer your question, an isha is not makna nafshe b'puchas mishuv prita. That's when she's a gedoyla and she had tzaych. You're talking about a ktanu and nara. We don't ask her advice. We ask the father. The father says, I'm makna nafsha. I'm happy to get Gnendel out of the house. Vushnella. I wanted to get married. So he is maskim.
Is there one? Is there one?
He got a shiva prita.
So can I give the father of a kana half a prita?
A father not.
Half a prita is not a...
So that's what
I'm
because you have to have noise in the Makabu. That's the first side.
Are we going to Kenyan? Are we going on the Kenyan? The Kenyan is a prita?
Exactly. Are you going on the Chepsa or the Gavra? Chepsa, the moment is we have a full Prita. The Noisin gave a full Prita to the Mekabel. However, they, the Kuchus and Kale, he didn't give and she didn't receive. The Masa, after we learned the first Umid Aleph, Sinisha Zoyishver, we had cases where the Chusin didn't give anything and the Kale didn't give anything and we say it works. Here, the Chus and Kale Taki got Vaini give a Shiva Prita, but the Noisin gave a Prita. This is a better case. This is a better case.
In those cases, even they didn't get anything, she got a value of something. She had to value the Prita. It's not Jansen like that. Okay, fine. I understand.
Okay.
Frank Tyson.
No.
I'll refrain you to it.
Okay.
Togis, by the way, points out a very wichtig in the Kiddush and says that you have to identify which girls are going to go to which boys. Because it's on Reuven and Shimon, and it's Tzitzan, Ruchel, and Chana, so who is Reuven going to be married? So it's going to be Ruchel who's going to marry Tzitzan. So you say, we'll figure
father,
out afterwards.
Maybe his father can we'll match it up.
But you have to match it up at the time of Kiddush, not later on. Why? Because otherwise, it's Kiddush, Shleinim, Sirelebiya. Shleinim, Sirelebiya doesn't work. Because he's a sister-in-law, brother. He can't go and marry the sister. If he's married to Ruchel, he can't live with Chana. If he's married to Chana, he can't marry Ruchel. So Toysa says, it's talking about that he identified which one is which, even though the Gemara didn't say. List line of that toises. It's about eight lines from the bottom. Shabir le'ezim mehem kigain ruchel or even v'leim l'shemen. Din lo yikam v'kiddush l'leim m'sul l'biyah. That's very simple. Next.
Events in the woman or events in the man?
It's events in the woman that she's not able to. It's quite on both of them. He can't go marry the sister-in-law and she can't marry them.
The first time.
Nachmul.
When Yaakov got married to ruchel with kiddush l'leim m'sul l'biyah.
That was before. How you allowed to marry two sisters? Bechla. So you have to say Chitzlor is before Kabbalah Torah. All of those three. This is an alta passion. Now we have an interesting masa. Next week we don't repeat to your wives. It's good that chusim by the sheiruch and nishkaref in English. Exactly. A person gave for a person. Yankel hotach bur Hashem atochderol, and he also has a pura, right? And now. Beryl gives to Yankel one prita for both the tochter and for the pura. Holy cow. Mal, what's it then now? Me amrin and bitcha b'chatzi prita parosch b'chatzi prita. If you're selling two things, you're buying two things with one prita, you just split it up half and half.
Yeah.
And if you only have a half a prita for a geitzelish, or you doing a bitcha b'prita for said gemeint is only the bitcha the prita. If parosch b'mishicha the purim shemachan and mishicha mechlepim
mitim mechlepim. No, no, you said before words. If you give a prita, if you go b'sa the giver,
it's
the word,
a shal.
Right?
No,
it's a shal. So now yes. this is based. We said before that if you go to
the Mekabu,
there the Nois and the Mekabu were giving money for Kedishin, for Ishus.
Right.
The question is, the Ish and the Isha didn't get their full, but we got a full Prita over here. Right. Over here we're talking about, since he's giving for both the Bas and the Purit together,
right.
Pash is 50-50. I give a half a Prita for the Bas and half a Prita for the Bas. It's Toidomish. Because you have to have, for Ishus, you have to have a full Prita. But the Nois and the Mekabel is taki good. You're right. They both gave a prita together. But half of the prita was dedicated for our Bahaima. It was only half of it that he's giving for. What happens if he said klur? I'm giving you half a prita for your daughter and half a prita for the Bahaima. I'm giving you a full prita together. I'm giving you a full dollar. Cut the dollar in half. 50 cents for him. Would you say that works?
Yeah, if you think about this.
The Chabad is
the same
shala. It's not the same shala.
I want to ask you with this case, yes. The pura was Yikaina.
Well, then the next child.
No, before you go, the pura itself was Yikaina.
Mm-hmm.
When he said chutzi bitchu perashu beprita. I'm asking you the kura.
The next one, yes.
But the question we're talking about the bitchu. But what about the pura? Was Yikaina the kura?
Yes.
Why? Because even though it's chutzi
mishicha, but the next.
No, not mishicha. He's kind of with chutzi prita. The pura is kind of with chutzi prita.
You're right. The pura can of kind of with chutzi prita.
Why not? You can buy something with half a prita.
You can buy something with half a prita. But the question: a woman you can't buy with half a prita.
But the pura is zikha kaina.
The question: so the pura is zikha kaina, right? You must.
Yeah.
So can you and a mishayach with chutzi prita also?
Could you welcome?
Can you and a mishayach with chutzi prita also?
It's not the
kaseh. Can you?
No, 100%.
Mishayach
with chutzi prita also. Behemoth is this new kaseh.
You can pay for it. Every time you pay for it, you're paying money because you want to buy it. But that's not the kin.
You
make a mashicha. According to one man, you mahagbu also, but that's only by a behem ktana, nishva behem ktana, nishva behem gas, behem dakan, behem dakan. Anyway, beginning back to Agimur, saying Mura says he gave a full prita, but since if you say that half of this prita was intended for the pura, then he never gave a prita for ishus. Avada the noisin gave a prita, but half of the prita was for a behem. So only half was for a daughter. Half for a daughter doesn't work. Or he maybe said, ich, he might say, ich bin hamuret, ich bin hamuchem, ich ken doch da halucha. I know that you can't go and get for less than a prita. Ich gemeint a prita for the daughter. And then put him in Tremaitzin game, it's lapin, bregen, macha mashicha, macha agbu, macha agliva. Sorry?
You just told him going with the Rabbun.
Listen to Rabbun.
Marriage helped also.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, you just told him that mashicha is a nisfagatev belia. That you can't be kind of, you can't be kind of with kesef.
Yeah, yeah.
That's only with the rabbunu because it's chitek baliyah.
It's a machloek. It's Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. But bottom line, we're gonna have a mishnah later on in Mir Tishem. The metalklin is not nikne be kesef.
But that's only after this chitek baliyah. But if you hold Vat Torah of Moish Koyin, this is Moish Koyin to metal most of pashas. I think. I mean,
what happens if a person is mekadosh as isha be iser hanua the rabbunan? You're allowed to have anua from the Zach Midaraisa, but as a din of Isra Anu Drabunan. Is the Kenyan koine, because after all, Menatoira,
it's
Rambam, you're not Mekadish at all. Why is it no condition? Because you have to go and give something that has value. If Midrabunan you can't use it, then you can't use it. There's no value. It's good. Okay.
That's the same, but I'm asking now, in this case over here, but
By the Pura. Yeah.
So I feel that the Pura, he's after the Koina. You asked me.
Midrabuna, it's not Koina. It's not Koina.
I said something wrong because you told him. Chas Shalom.
I love you. You didn't say anything
wrong.
Let's go next year because there's a dozen people that are waiting for us over here. About the Rubidaran came in. Bui Ravashi. Now, the next Gemara is identical. Bitcha vekar kuach beprita mai. He went and said, I give you a prita for the daughter and for the karka together. Buse bechatsi mai. Like we said before, and therefore it's not a Kenyan. Minimum is a prita. Right, and not the Shvetik. I do a bitcha beprita, the karkuch bechazuka. Avadi chadukim mind the prita for the ganze tochter, the ganze prita, vada. Wisdom of the karka, whatever the Kenyan will be, my machim the chazuka. No problem. Nual guda puritz. You don't need to give money at all. As soon as you make a Kenyan chazuka, nual guda puritz, koshi, the shankaina. Tutum doch gemeint. So the Gemara take. Why does the Gemara repeat itself? These are identical cases. Yeah. Some of the Rishonim say they're not identical. No? The first case, the reason why he says that the Purim is be Meshicha, because Kili Alma Yoidin, everybody knows you can't be Mekoina Metaltlin Metkesef. You can pay money for it, but you're not coin until you do your Meshicha. And therefore, Mustach Zayna when I gave the Kesef, but I meant the ganze Kesef for the Baas, and I only meant Meshicha for the Purim. But in the case of Karki, you can be Koina Karkuis, be Kesef Ubishar Ubichazuka. Here's a swear taki to say that I have taki gemeint. Halva Prita and Halva Prita. So even if you would be poisoned in the previous case, et gemeint the ganze Prita for the Baas, over here Efshanish, because you can be koine karka with Prita, and therefore mitkel. So et gemeint chutzi mit chutzi. Or maybe no, maybe taki meant the same as before, the ganze Prita for the tochter, and the karka chshem eitzigim chshin, yemashtar, chshemach chazuka, noch multeki, tishbi yitart. One last case. Ahi Gavra, the Aktish b'shiroi. He was Makadish, his wife, not by giving money, by giving, shiroi means silken garments. It's probably the same as today that we give a tabas. We go and give a ring. Why is it the same thing? The shaila is, does she have to know with vaduas how much the shiroi are worth? If she gets a dollar, she gets a coin, she knows how much it's worth. But she doesn't know how much the shiroi is worth. So Rabba Umaloy Tzrichishim, you do not have to bring it to an appraiser and get a certificate saying this is worth $1, $5, $50. You don't need an appraiser. You'll see. Rav Yosef Umaloy Tzrichishim, you do need an appraiser. Now the Gemara explains the machlokes. Idi Umaloy Becholdihi, if he says to her, I'm giving you this shiroi, koldi, Rashi says, usually koldi means even for a kleinekite. Rashi uses a different expression. He says, kemoy shehein, exactly the way they are. Some of you write also in documents, you say, as is.
As is.
I give you the property as is. If it's good, it's bad. Whatever it is, that's what you're getting. So here also, he says, I'm giving you the shiroi as is, the way they are. She knows it's worth a shiva prita. It's a garment. It's a ganzer. So there's no question about it. You don't need a shima, and it's mikdash. Idi umulah chamshin. If he said to her, I'm giving the shiroi, and I'm telling you, it's worth 50. And then afterwards she asks her friends and she goes to appraise it. It was only worth 40. And therefore the Tanai was worth 50. She was not Eina Mikudeshus. Keep a league of the Yom HaChamshin, the Shuvi Chamshin. He said it's worth 50. And subsequently she takes it to appraise and he takes it to worth 50. The question is, at the time of the Chasana, she didn't know that it was worth 50. Etaki Gizhokt. She didn't know what the Vadu is. Rab Omaloy Trichishima. The bottom line is, it Gizhok Chamshin. He didn't go into a tricker. Rav Yosef Omar Tzrichi Shema. Even the Itzalei Bekiya B'Shema. Leisamcha Daita. Even though she says yes, she doesn't really do it Medeganza Smichas Das because she doesn't know whether it's really worth it or not. And therefore, L'Choyra, if you held that you have to have the Shema, then every time you have a ring, you'd have to go and give her a GIA certificate and say, hey, the ring is worth $50. You have a certificate.
If it's worth a shiva prita, that's what the Masadik usually always shows. Yeah, Aiden, show. Is it worth a
maybe, maybe that's the reason. Maybe that's the makar.
He doesn't say it's worth $50.
Have a good day, everybody. I'm going to send out the shiur shortly. Zagabesh.